Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Up, lay it down just like Matt Amari. Wrestling liver half up's gonna make it sorry. Feeling like the Rock, cause I'm driving in Ferraris. And we coming every weekend, it's feeling like a party. Moolah Ric Flair, huh? Showing out like a young couple air, huh? Best podcast, flexed in the air, huh? Bummer rings and we win it, don't care, huh? No cap. Throw them up, lay it down just like Matt Amari. Wrestling liver half up's gonna make it sorry. Feeling like the Rock, cause I'm driving in Ferraris. And we coming every weekend, it's feeling like a party.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Wrestling Wrap Up Podcast. I'm your host, Mari Forth. And with me, as always, my co-host, my tag team partner, Mr. Matt Scott. Matt, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm good. I'm fired up. We have a theme song.
We have music now, so we get to run to the ring all energetic.
Yeah, we're ready for the rumble.
We also have
spoilers.
We also have a great guest with us today, Chappelle. Thank you for coming back.
Thank you for having me back, especially on the day with the theme song, because listen, that it slapped. Okay. It slapped. Yes. I was like hitting the stiff Dougie. I said, hey, I was like, all right. I like that. Who did your theme song?
Of course, the great Isaiah Apel himself. He hooked us up with a theme song. Yep, ding, I know. I wish we had a bell.
We don't have a budget for that. To
mix it up a little bit, add some more flash to it, and we hope you guys like it.
Just in time for the rumble. Just in time. Wink. Wink.
Well, that's
again.
I guess I might as well start with this. This is our Royal Rumble preview podcast. Yes, and so this week, of course, we're going to bring you the highlights of the week. But most importantly, we are going to be previewing the Royal Rumble that's coming up this Saturday. January 29th, right? Yeah.
That's a date.
Yes. January 29th. That's a date. Saturday. Sure. Whatever. Mm-hmm. We're going to be watching it. And today we're going to be looking over the highlights. We're going to go over who we think might win. And then we're going to do a draft. So stay tuned. Ooh. Very excited. Meanwhile, Chappelle. Thank you for coming back. Are you excited about doing a Rumble preview with us? I mean, I think this is the first Rumble preview you've definitely done, right?
Yes, this is the first Royal Rumble preview I've done. But I believe last year I made the prediction.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you did.
Was it Edge was going to win it all? And I was like, and y'all were like, oh, Edge has been gone for a while, but we suspect he's going to come back. And I was like, well, if Edge comes back, then that's who my winner pick is, because I had to pick someone I actually knew. And he won. And so I was very excited. I think, and then the women's side, Bianca Belair won last year as well. Mm-hmm. And so for me, Edge was somebody that I had known my whole life and that I was a big fan of, but y'all introduced me to Bianca Belair and that changed my life. I'm in love. And so, yeah, it was good for me to see that. So now I'm back and I want to officially be a part of the preview for this year's Royal Rumble. I'm very excited.
So, Chappelle, the people want to know, are you going to be in the Royal Rumble this year? Because I have seen the tweets, there's the Celebrity Big Brother tweets, but I've also seen the Royal Rumble tweets mentioning that you're entrant number 30. Can you confirm or deny?
I cannot confirm or deny. I do know that we have some people surprised jumping in, apparently. You know, I think that's typical of Royal Rumble that we might see some famous faces. And amongst them, I'm not going to say I'm not going to be one of the famous faces. But, you know, if I pop up, I pop up.
You heard it there. You heard it here first.
Yes, exactly. We heard it here first. Picks. So, you know what? Let's just get right into it. We'll get right into the Royal Rumble. Yeah, we're doing it different. It's a weekday. It's relaxed fit. We're going into the Rumble. This is what we're here for. This is what that music got us hyped up. We're just coming out. We're coming out the gate and we're running and we're going to hit somebody, you know, lay in a corner for a minute or two. But that's the Royal Rumble.
Literally. Yeah. A lot of laying around, actually.
A lot of laying around. So far we're gonna go over the match card so far. So of course with the Rumble you get a few championship matches and then you get the two Rumble matches, the women's and the men's. First up, we gotta start with the WWE championship match between Brock Lesnar and Bobby Lashley. So this week, I mean, the build again, both of the men's championship matches feel like huge matches. They truly do. Like, you know, WWE doesn't do things right that often, but making these two championship matches feel like big deals on what is essentially, like, we all know this is the dead zone. Like, hardly ever does the title change hands right at the top of like WrestleMania season at the Rumble. I mean, few cases, but hardly ever. But man, this Brock Lesnar Bobby Lashley feud, it is hot for like a 3-week build, basically.
Last week
they had like just a video package, but this week they had a weigh-in, like very much trying to, you know, call back to both of their MMA backgrounds. And I mean, I'm excited for this match.
They had a video too. They had a video that used some SAT words. The word forge was like the whole idea of the video. It was great. And I mean, look, they're really working to build this up. And I mean, I'll just say it now. Honestly, I'm not sure what is going to happen in this match, which is good. That's the way it should be. Exactly. We don't need to see Brock. Look, I'm just personally speaking, I want to see Brock get his ass kicked. But we'll get there.
And of course, as always, what we did this week is we have the not only just the highlights from the week, but just like backstory for each one of these matches. So if you go there, you can see, you know, all of the build up. You can go to the show notes or the show description. There's always a link to that handy dandy playlist to all the highlights of the week. And of course, hopefully you're watching us on YouTube, because if so, you can see our faces. You can see that Matt just pulled up a picture of Bobby Lashley and Brock Lesnar. So Chappelle, what do you think about this match as kind of an outsider point of view, casual point of view?
Yeah, so this match makes sense to me from an outside point of view, because I've always looked at Bobby Lashley as like the black Brock Lesnar. So, and I know Brock Lesnar even says it, like, you're like a wannabe me type situation, but I'm like, he's not wrong. And so for me, like, I lean toward the Bobby Lashley side of the thing. Like, I'm rooting for Bobby Lashley. But like, yeah, as far as I'm concerned, this is a like highly anticipated match. Like, I thought they would have been done this, and to find out that this is like their first like official like first big time match against each other, like, I was shocked.
Crazy, I did,
yeah, I enjoy seeing Brock Lesnar as an old ass man. Like, because cool, like I don't understand like the hair or whatever, but you know,
the cowboy hat, boots.
Exactly, cool. The boots, the pants. Like, okay. But yeah, even seeing the weigh-in with Brock Lesnar showing up in jeans and like a flannel t-shirt, he's not taking this seriously. And I can tell Bobby Lashley is putting like his heart and soul into this. So I'm rooting for Bobby, but I will say this. I like when wrestling is like unprofessional, right? Like, I like when it is like when you get mad at somebody and you just punch them. And for Bobby Lashley to let Brock Lesnar disrespect him in the ring and be like, Bobby, who? And just let him walk away. I was like, oh, Bobby. Like, I can't ride with you, baby. You got to punch him. You got to hit him in the face. Like, wrestling, baby. Wrestling.
Right.
Yeah, so, for a few weeks, it's kind of been like that with Bobby Lashley. Like, he's kind of been Mari, has he been kind of been getting punked out, or has he been like clearly getting punked out?
He's been kind of getting he's been getting punked out. Brock keeps saying, "Bobby, yeah. who like oh you were never on my level. That's why this took so long." You know, the like Chappelle pointed out, the disrespect. He didn't even want to do the weigh in. Like this is one of those stories where it's kind of like Bobby needs to win here. You know what I'm saying? Like he needs to win. And, you know, I don't know if you noticed this, Matt, but or if any of the listeners noticed this, but we didn't get our patented Paul Heyman, you know, the, you know, Brock Lesnar is going to retain, and that's not a prediction, that's a spoiler. And literally whenever he says that, it is literally a spoiler. Like it's never not happened. And he didn't say that this time. We got Bobby Lashley stealing that line and using it. And
we'll see.
It really makes me think.
It makes me think too. I don't know what to think about these. About these people.
And I think Matt, you brought it up last week or a few days ago. We don't know what the original plans were, because all of this kind of got shuffled around because at day one, Roman Reigns was supposed to fight Brock Lesnar for the title, but Roman Reigns, you know, was sick with COVID. So they inserted Brock into that Big E, Lashley, Kevin Owens, Seth match, and then Brock won. So we don't know if Big E was always destined to lose that belt, but Brock wasn't in the match. Would it have been Lashley that took that belt off of him? So is this a way to maybe, you know, get the belt back onto Lashley where they initially put it? Maybe if Brock loses, he enters the Rumble, he wins the Rumble.
Yeah.
And faces Roman, because him and Roman still have unfinished business. Like they've still been going back and forth all these weeks, you know, over, you know, stealing Paul. So they still have unfinished business. So maybe this is Bobby's chance.
Mari, would you fight over Paul Heyman?
He is a great manager. He is a great manager. And you know I love a good manager fight. I love it that it's not a woman, too. So, like, I love this. I love this storyline. And it makes sense. It all makes so much sense. It almost feels like they've been planning it for years. When we know WWE hasn't been planning it for years.
It's been 3 weeks that they've been planning it, basically. Yeah. So, that's WWE.
How about you, Chappelle?
it feels like the, like, okay, fine. We need something to put in this spot. So here, damn, y'all been saying this for a while. Because I said, I'm a casual, and I have automatically said like this guy should already have fought Brock Lesnar. Like this is Black Lesnar. And so
Lesnar, if you will.
Yeah, and I came up with that like from watching like 20 minutes of WWE in the last like 6 years. And so like for them to already like they've already had that in the tuck. You know, it's not planned, but they always knew like, okay, we could just give the fans this because they'll be okay with it. And we are. Yeah. We're just like, oh, okay. Like, we're not like, oh, well, this match don't really work. Or isn't there a better person who could be like, whatever. Mm-hmm. Just bring us this match because it's going to be good. They're both athletic. They're both showmen. And I don't know. They're setting Bobby Lashley up to kind of look like a little punk in this one. And I'm not loving it because I'm rooting for Bobby. But like, stand up for yourself. You know, fight back. So we shall see.
It's like at the point where if Bobby Lashley doesn't win, then he looks really, really bad here.
Yeah.
But he's just been quiet. The thing I think is interesting is like Brock Lesnar has been joking around. He's been goofy. He's been a fool. Lashley has been strong, sometimes silent, but like serious about it overall, which I think is kind of like the key thing that we want that hints that he's taking it more seriously. Now, who knows what's going to happen? Brock Lesnar might beat him in 30 seconds. So,
right. Or like my thought process, maybe the Hurt Business shows up and either they cost Bobby the match could happen as well. That could happen. Because you know, he demolished him. So who knows? Derek from Job Has a Squadcast, the unofficial patron group for RHAP, a patron wrestling group for RHAP, said, "I just want to hear your thoughts on Cowboy Brock." Did you guys like Cowboy Brock's look? Just flannel shirt, cowboy hat, boots, the whole nine yards. And they immediately started selling the flannel shirt with the Brock logo on their mat for you. So
honestly, he needs to give Undertaker his hat back. Like, that's the first thing. No. And secondly, they're actually selling they're actually selling a flannel with his logo on
it. His logo, yep.
But they still won't sell Nikki Ash masks for her superhero gimmick. They're not okay. The disrespect. I'm fine. I'm not mad. I'm not bitter. It's okay. Chappelle, how do you feel about the Cowboy Brock Lesnar?
It was just surreal to me because I'm so used to, you know, Bobby Lashley, Brock Lesnar, you know, the one who just comes out and his only outfit is muscles.
Mm-hmm.
Like he like deletes his neck and just wears like muscles outside out to the ring. And like that's how I always felt watching like Brock Lesnar. So to see him come out in clothes was already jarring. But like to see him pick a cowboy, you know, kind of Western look, that I don't know. I didn't love it. It was interesting, you know, like a dog walking on its hind legs. Interesting where you couldn't really look away, but it's like, okay, that's a thing. But like it doesn't really appeal to me. I don't really like when wrestlers just kind of all of a sudden default to the country look. I remember when JBL, you know, Bradshaw, he just showed up one day and he was like, I'm John Bradshaw Layfield. Like, what happened to Farouk and the APA? You know, what happened to that? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, this just felt like that again.
Yeah. Well, I mean, where's Brock Lesnar staying now? Matt is like Iowa or something. South Dakota. I knew it was something like that. He really lives out in the boonies when he's not wrestling Chappelle. He just lives out in the middle of nowhere. So
in the video package, they showed him. And I feel like it was probably from like 15 years ago, but they showed him standing in a field, like muscled up and shining and everything. And I'm like, why are you using baby oil in the middle of it?
Yeah.
All right. So we got to give our predictions. I mean, I want to go with Bobby here. I feel like I gotta go with Bobby, right?
I mean, we don't have to.
I mean, I'm going to go with Bobby. Chappelle.
I can't. I just feel like there's no momentum on his side. Like, I want to root for him. And just based off of what I saw, it doesn't even come off rootable in these moments. Like it's like Brock is coming off like almost like a lovable asshole, like somebody you like love to hate. And I'm like, well, if I want Bobby to win, I need to like Bobby more than I hate like Brock, you know, like I need to be rooting for Bobby. But I'm like, kind of like if Bobby loses, well, you ain't doing nothing to defend yourself, baby. Like what you doing? So I would like Bobby to win, but I could see Brock taking this, or maybe like Mari said, some interference from the outside could ruin this for Bobby. Cause it just doesn't feel like he's got that swagger that you want from somebody who's about to go win at a big event.
Okay. Matt, same. I'm assuming you're thinking about the same thing.
No, I'm going with Bobby Lashley winning here. Only because like, why is Brock Lesnar being so weird? Like, what's going on? If this weren't, like, PG TV, I feel like we'd have, like, a whole storyline about what he's on. Mm-hmm. Because he's on something else nowadays. So, I just get a feeling that Bobby Lashley could take it. And then you also have to factor in, you know, there's the Roman Reigns-Seth match, which we're going to talk about next. But, like, Brock and Roman kind of still have their feud. So who knows? Will the Usos show up and help take out Brock? Well, I don't think we're going to see the Hurt Business back, but we might in here. Maybe they'll be back on Bobby's side to like help out. Mm-hmm. I have no clue, but I'm going to go with it. Honestly, either of them could win. But I think that if Brock loses here, he's not going to be happy is all I'll say.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, so next up, we have the Universal Championship match between Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins. So again, for a feud that was literally decided 2 weeks ago, they have been doing a really good job of just making me want to see them fight. I mean, I you can just go back to that well. They're like, oh, they used to be brothers. Here's a whole package of how they started off together and how, you know, their careers converge. And it's been 10 years and it's just so good. And it has that same thing with Bobby and Lesnar, because Lesnar is technically supposed to be a baby face. Like when he goes against Roman, he's supposed to be a baby face. And then Bobby just turned face in the run up to the his title, to the title opportunity. So you have weird face dynamics here. And then the same here. Roman and Seth are both technically heels. Not technically. Roman is like the top heel of the company, and Seth was just a heel 2 seconds ago. So it is forcing Brock to play tweener and Seth to play tweener here, because Seth is still cracking the jokes, laughing too obnoxiously, being annoying. But when it comes to that, they just had a match on SmackDown where, again, I don't know why him and KO teamed up, but you know, if they won, the Usos had to stay out of their match and all that. So mm-hmm. Seth is coming off as a babyface, especially since Roman keeps bringing up Becky in every chance he gets. I still don't see Roman losing the title. I don't. So I want to say.
I'll also say I don't see Seth winning the title.
That's a better yes. Yes. Because then where do you go from there?
I mean, there were rumors of it potentially, but like, no, it's not happening.
Yeah. This seemed too much like again, when it was announced that of Seth, it was just like, he knocked on the door. When it was first announced, we're like, okay, it's just Roman versus Seth. But they did a pretty good job of, you know, building the anticipation since then. But it just doesn't make sense right now. What did you think about this?
Yeah, I'm with y'all. It feels like you got the biggest and baddest dog in the fight, and then you got Seth Rollins. And yeah. I'm like, well, thank you, Seth Rollins. But you said that he's a face now, but is he just a face because he's anti-Roman Reigns?
Yeah, and that's the thing. He's playing tweener in a sense, because he's still not a face. Yeah.
Right. It's like, for me, that doesn't make a face. Like I want to be rooting for you as a like a character. Like, we need to stand you. And just because you're anti-Roman, like, everybody's anti-Roman Reigns. Like, what are you talking about? He's the big dog, and he runs everything, and he ruins people's families. But like, here, I'm like, I guess I feel like I should be rooting for Seth here, but I just don't see it. I don't see how he wins this match. Honestly, he looks physically like outmatched anyway. Roman Reigns, he's huge. And I'm like, well, Seth Rollins, like, I feel like you should be worried. But, and then what does a title defense look like? Like, I mean, title reign look like for him when, I mean, his closest competitor is Roman Reigns. And then I think you said Roman Reigns has the thing with Brock Lesnar. Like, even if he gets it, like, I don't think it's a long-lived title defense. So I think you just keep it in the hands of Roman Reigns. It gives you more options.
But I'm also wondering, because Roman Reigns just hit like 500 and like, it's like 515 days as champion. So I'm wondering if they're trying to get it off of him at any point just to kind of stop that clock from ticking.
No, I mean, maybe, but like, I don't know why they would want to stop it. Well, but like, he's their modern champ. He's, is he the face of the company right now?
Yeah, he's the face of the company. He just happened to be a heel.
How that works. Yeah. But like, I think that I could see a world where they'd want him to have it longer, because who's ahead of him on the list of who's had the championship longer? Like, I don't know. Probably like Bob Backlund or something from like 1980, whatever. Maybe Bob. Bruno Sammartino.
Bruno. With like
2000 something days as champion. There are reigns that will never be broken because they had the championship so damn long. Roman might be the longest reigning modern champion.
He is.
What they like to talk about who the modern, you know, record holders are, because then they could kind of forget everything before 2000. So
yeah.
I mean, whatever. I don't know if that'll be a factor. Seth as champion would just be weird. Like, who's he gonna fight?
And that's Roman. Also, since he was like on Raw, that's another thing, Chappelle. Seth was on Raw 2 seconds ago, so they just kind of brought him over to Raw from Raw to fight on SmackDown for the Universal Championship. It just doesn't make sense.
You just make stuff up.
For me, it's just kind of like, if you have the face of the company, you need to be, that person needs to be losing to who's going to be the next face of the company, or you know, somebody adjacent, or somebody they can have like a decent rivalry with. And I just feel like Seth Rollins winning the championship, and no disrespect to him, I just feel like he'd be on borrowed time. Like, he would win it until they found a better place to put it, because they haven't built the storyline up from what I can tell. Like, mm-hmm. I want to be rooting for the champion. And it's kind of like, we'd be waiting on the champion to lose the title so we can root for someone else.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, they did build it up on Raw. Like, that's the kind of sucky thing for Seth, because right before all the Brock stuff happened, he won that match that gave him that automatic title defense. And they were building him up against Big E, who, of course, right. is the face. And it was going well. And then they started inserting KO. And it was like, okay, sure. And then they inserted Bobby Lashley to that storyline. So Seth kept getting pushed back. And then once Brock was dropped into the match the night of, it just completely napalmed that whole storyline, which is why a lot of people were pissed, because they were actually doing really good work of building the top of the Raw card up. Mm-hmm. And then dropping Lesnar in there just kind of really messed that up, because once you put Lesnar in with those guys, they become those guys, as opposed to they were the top of the card the week before. So this is why I don't want to go back, but I can see Lesnar dropping to Bobby Lashley so that he can resume his fight with either Seth or KO or Big E, and then Brock continue to chase Roman to that, something like that. So, but I'm going to say that Roman retains here.
Agreed. Definitely. Yeah, agreed. Case closed. There we go.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, so we have to talk about the Raw Women's Championship match, Becky Lynch versus Doudrop. Of course, Becky Lynch is the champion. So we just talked about how the men's was all well-defined and all that great stuff, and this is just not. We've known that Becky was going to face Doudrop for about, like, 3 or 4 weeks now, and the buildup has been technically very good. However, Becky said it, like, a Doudrop is not going to be a champion, which is messed up. But it's like, again, it in order of like who I think, oh, these contenders actually have a chance, it definitely goes like Bobby Lashley, Seth, and then Doudrop here.
Mari, there are people like that's a big leap
for the matches.
Down.
I'm talking about for the matches.
Yeah, for those three matches, definitely. Matches. Yes. But like Doudrop does not have a chance here,
right? That's what I'm saying.
It's so sad too. Well, no, but it's cool because she's being built up either way, which is nice thing. But
yeah, mm-hmm. And she has been going toe to toe with Becky, but just Becky has been saying some disrespectful stuff.
She called her doo doo.
She did.
All right.
She said, "I'm the only reason why you're even in this match." She basically told her, "I handpicked you to lose to me." Like, that is, ooh.
I mean. Facts or
so this is a rough one. I feel bad for Doudrop, but I will say that, like Matt said, she took an opportunity. It was one opportunity to work with Bianca Belair for 5 minutes, turned that into a 3-series feud that then turned to her being inserted into the Bianca Becky storyline. Like, that is amazing. And Doudrop has always been a good wrestler. And I like that. I don't know if we'll get to it depending on what the time is looking like, but I'm liking how they're taking the stars from NXT UK. And unfortunately, because I didn't get to watch NXT UK, I've heard of how good these people are. And what WWE will sometimes do is like, oh, you've heard how good these people are. Now I'm going to drop them in the ring and you're just expected to know how good they are without rebuilding them up. But it seems like lately they've been rebuilding up their NXT UK superstars and actually reintroducing them to this audience. And I'm loving that. And that's what I'm liking from Doudrop, you know, all the name changes stuff aside. And it's what they're doing with like KLR, like Kaylee Ray and Walter, you know, Gunter, formerly known as Walter. Like, I'm liking that they're making them feel like a big deal from scratch, as opposed to just, you know, having us supposed to know. But I say all that to say that most of this feud is just a subplot in the Becky and Bianca feud. You cannot tell me this isn't a subplot in the Becky and Bianca feud in that we're not getting Becky and Bianca at WrestleMania. If we don't get Becky and Bianca at WrestleMania, I don't know what the fuck we're doing here. Excuse my language.
Mari, it could happen.
It could. I know. I know it could because it's WWE, but I'm so upset right now. Just thinking that it might. Yeah. And the clip that we have here was from this week. They did like the patent. One person sits in one room, the other person sits in the other room style interview because they can't be in the same room as each other.
They used to pretend that they were like actually via satellite, so someone's at their home. They're both at their homes. Now they're like, they're in the building, and
she's down the hall.
She's literally like the room next door. You could hear her through the wall,
right? Almost. And then probably, she knew where she was. Like Doudrop stops her interview, gets up, and then next thing we see her, Becky's. Yeah, it's like, what is the point of this? If she knows which door to go to, because she got there quick enough in enough time. She had to go straight to that door.
I mean, she's fast,
right? She's fast. What did you think of this?
They can't be in the same room because of COVID, right? So that means she okay. I was gonna say, because that means she risked her life to go beat that girl ass. You know, like she had passed her weekly COVID test. So it's like, okay, we gotta be in separate rooms.
No, this was definitely we've done everything, and now we just gotta split them in a room and do a talk to the camera promo.
Yeah, I mean, I liked Doudrop. I don't know if this is just my own bias, but I can't stand this Becky lady. I hate her.
No, that's supposed to be the reaction.
I hate her. I hate her because she's not Bianca. Exactly. Y'all know how I feel about my baby. And for like us to even be debating whether or not Bianca gets a title match at the big show, like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? That, like, I didn't come here to not see Bianca as the champion. So not only does she need a match, she needs to win. And so I haven't seen enough of Becky to determine if I like would like her as a wrestler. But currently she's on my like on my shit list. I am not a fan. I hope Doudrop whoop her ass. And I know Doudrop is not gonna win the title, but I hope she gets some good licks in. Because that title belongs to Bianca Belair. And it's frustrating me to even watch Bianca. Like, I'm gonna be in the Royal Rumble. Like, yeah, girl, because you're about to win that thing and you're about to go get my belt back. You know, go get that belt back. If she wins it back to back, I'm gonna be a fool on Twitter. That oh my god, y'all, my heart hurt last time when she won. You know, I was dying, and when she won at WrestleMania, I was dying. Go back to back. Go back to back if you want to, girl. Like, oh my gosh.
Both respects.
Damn, now that you mention it though, Chappelle, I'm pissed looking. I see this graphic here, like Becky's thumb is on the championship and I don't like it.
Oh my gosh.
It's the cut of her jib. It just don't sit right with me. And I have to hear to say it. I have to call her out, you know?
Which is so good. Again, Becky turning into like the biggest heel after being like the biggest, you know, face of the company before she went on maternity leave is very astounding. Like, putting all that aside, because I am a fan of Becky, but it does hurt me, like Chappelle says, that she's walking around with Bianca's title and that she can still say that she beat her in 26 seconds. Like, I need that rectified ASAP, but we do have to just stop and say that, like, Becky legit said, I've been the Raw Women's Champion for better part of 3 years, and she's not lying. Like, she legit was that big for that amount of time, and actually again left to have a whole human baby and came back and just picked up where she left off. Like, that just blows my mind, and I'm so happy for that, for Becky, like, for that.
But she never lost the championship too, which is the other piece of it that actually probably should come up a lot more. And I know that she mentions it, but like, has she ever lost her championships, SmackDown and the Raw Women's Championship, and she said, sorry, I would keep fighting here, but I'm pregnant, so I can't, or else I would. And like, I appreciate that
baby saved her. That baby saved her from that title at the hands of my baby Bianca Belair. This is the year. You dodged it one time, you got pregnant, that was cute or whatever. Don't go get pregnant again, because that ass whooping coming. I'm sorry, Becky. I'm sure you were great, I'm sure you had all the belts. You ain't gonna have one much longer. I cannot stress enough that this is Bianca Belair's belt. And Becky, you exactly. are on borrowed time.
So, unless somebody else comes in and unseat her. And we'll be more on that later.
Yeah.
More on that later. But I think I think Becky Lynch is gonna win here.
Yeah. Becky's gonna win. But like it's gonna be a great match.
Yeah.
Because they wanted to fight each other for like mm-hmm. 15 years. Exactly. Dewdrop is new. This is her first championship. It's fun. It's fresh. I like it.
Yeah. I can't wait to see the rest, like the actual wrestling. Like it's basically two very technical wrestlers in there. So that's going to be really good. All right. So we have Miz and Maryse versus Edge and Beth Phoenix. So this is like, I love Miz and Maryse in a sense, like they come back and they're like, yeah, we're going to give you the couples match, like the intergender couples match, mixed match challenge, if you will. And they're not afraid to even job to the other couples. Like this is Miz and Maryse's bag. Only they can do this type of match, be the bad guys, and probably still get cheered at the show. Because it just reminds me of them versus John Cena and Nikki Bella at WrestleMania. That remember at that was 31 WrestleMania 31. That was
numbers. Yeah,
probably. It was because it was outside when he proposed to her. And I'm
I never
sure
remember the numbers. I don't. Is it what WrestleMania are we on right now? 30.
This is 36.
38. See, this is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, but I'm just saying, I'm pretty sure it was Super Bowl 30. Super Bowl. Look at you.
Yes.
Look, WrestleMania 31, okay. I think WrestleMania 31 is my favorite modern wrestling WrestleMania.
Top to bottom. Modern wrestling. You're pulling a WWE modern WrestleMania. Right now.
I mean, like within the last 10 years, I think it's my favorite, like legit. Mostly because there was no Sasha match on there for me to get like my hopes up about just for her to lose. Yeah.
Fair enough.
But anyways, Miz and Maryse are just, they're just the worst. And I love it. Just from Maryse begging Beth not to like be in this match, you know, to like them Edge spilling blood on them and their vow renewal, to them messing up Rude. Maryse's birthday celebration. Like, I'm here for it. I'm so glad that Beth and Edge are able to actually team together, because when they originally, like before she retired, they never got a chance to do that, like be on TV together. So these couples matches, they're always just fun. They're always just fun. And you love seeing it. And Miz and Maryse are willing to do anything. They're willing to bathe in the blood and all of that. And just be silly. So that's why I really like the two of them together.
And like, it was that segment from Raw was just a lot of fun to get to see. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't get, first of all, we got a live birthday celebration, which is a big, big departure from what we saw, like, I don't know, nearly 20 years ago with the live sex celebration and Edge. Not going to bring that up. We moved on. We're PG now. But lots of pictures of Miz and Maryse. Did either of you think that Beth and Edge were going to be under the table? Like Miz would pick up one of the presents and it would be their heads just popping out from the table from a little
hole. We all thought they were somewhere.
Mm-hmm. In one of those boxes, right?
In one of the boxes. You always think it's the large box, but then you know it's not the large box, you know.
Yeah, they should have been in something, but
I agree. I think the idea that they can just come down the ramp and then beat up all the security guards to get to you. Like, first of all, why are your security guard can't fight as good as you? Like, had the Miz been out, like, if the Miz was my security guard in this moment, I think I'd be fine. But the Miz's security guards suck. So it's kind of like, well, shouldn't you be the security at this point? Like, you ain't got no wrestling homeboys you could have used, because these henchmen got handled.
But it's like all the henchmen go to henchman school, like they go to Putty Academy, and it's like they can't
right
they can't fight.
And I love a good henchman. Remember, I was like, Ole Miss henchmen, let's go. You know, like the henchmen in the WWE, especially the black ones, have been coming up in the game, but this time the henchmen just got like destroyed, and I was like, well, what the hell is happening? But I agree with everything y'all said.
It adds up, though. They didn't have any, I don't know if they had any like big black henchmen, which is the thing that has been the most successful in the last year. So I think that that's the mistake that they made.
That was the problem.
I loved seeing Beth just wreck people left and right, though. Again, yes. Back to what we were talking about last week, Mari, that we don't usually get women like last week. It was the two women like talking. Mm-hmm. The Edge was just standing there kind of like as the side piece, as he should. And mm-hmm. Beth just like she I wish she was the one doing this power bomb. And damn, that I'm excited for the match. I'm excited.
I know exactly. Like because we don't get as many women legends to return and like do like some programs with the girls like we get with the men. So like that's why people get so excited. And that's why I love what Summer Rae is doing on Twitter. She's literally just pissing mostly men off by calling herself a legend while people are like, you're not a legend, blah, 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 blah. But she's coming back. We're excited about it. I want more girls to come back. Like I said, I want to see some Melinas. I want to see a Victoria. I want to see Victoria not just in the Rumble. I want to see her come out and have a match or a program with somebody. We want to see Molly Holly have a program with somebody. Like, you know, give them the Goldberg 2-week run. Like, why can't we get women doing that? So, yeah, I'm really excited about this. I you have to give it to Edge and Beth. Like, Miz and Maryse are just, they're great at just, you know, taking these pins, make the other couple look good, have a fun, like a little fun break match, you know, to relieve some of the tension. So I definitely am excited about this.
So what's your prediction for this one?
Like I said, I'm going with Edge and Beth Phoenix.
You're going to definitely go Edge and Beth.
I'm definitely going Edge and Beth.
Miz and Maryse have taken so many L's here, though, that
they have.
I'm going to go with Miz and Maryse on this one.
Okay.
Because I just don't see, like, I mean, okay, Beth has been gone so long, and we did get to see her, like, dominate on Raw, but, like, I don't know. It's Miz and Maryse. They're crafty. They have a show. They could win. I don't know.
They can cheat.
Mm-hmm. They can cheat. They could also lose. Chappelle, break the tie.
Yep, you're the tiebreaker.
It's something about that cheating that just catches my attention. I mean, when Maryse hit her with that purse that had a brick in it, I was that's my kind of energy in a wrestler. Like, yeah, that's exactly what I want. I mean, I say be unprofessional. I don't want to see like Bianca and her like tag team partner like, oh, you're in the Royal Rumble, me too, girl. Well, I guess we'll fight together tonight. Like, no, Bianca hit that girl with a brick. And so to see Maryse pull out the brick, I said, oh, okay, that's the kind of time we're on. So for me, I'm going with Miz and Maryse. I've lived a long life of rooting against Edge and then became an Edge fan. But even in this moment, I'm like, I can't do it. I'm not the biggest Miz fan. I actually prefer Edge to the Miz. But in this moment, just based off of their storyline and the fact that they just seem more entertaining, I'm going to lean toward Miz and Maryse here.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be a fun match. I'm just very, very excited no matter what we get here. All right, so let's go. Why don't we start with the men's rumble here?
Yeah, we have to start. Let's build up to the what actually maybe should be the main event, the women's rumble. The men's rumble, what a match.
Lots of men. So currently, so far, the participants that are announced, Matt, try and keep count for me while I do this.
Oh, damn.
So far, we got Johnny Knoxville, who was oddly the first person announced because he threw Sammy over the rope. But
start from the bottom and then work your way up is kind of what I think.
Well, oh, sorry. I'm just looking at a list.
Oh, no, not you. That's more for Johnny Knoxville being the first one announced.
Oh, that makes sense. Damn. Johnny Knoxville, Montez Ford, Angelo Dawkins, Rey Mysterio, Dominic Mysterio, Austin Theory, Sheamus, Damian Priest, AJ Styles, Big E, Happy Corbin, Madcap Moss, Sami Zayn, Kofi Kingston, Kevin Owens, Omos, Randy Orton, Riddle, Chad Gable, Otis, Dolph Ziggler, and Robert Roode. So basically they just announced all the tag teams are in the Royal Rumble, which means we just told you everybody who's not gonna win. Like they normally use the tag team people to fluff up the numbers. How many people was that, Matt?
I think I just counted 22.
22. Wow. So that means we have eight people who are like unannounced. So that could be what, Matt?
No, I'm just counting again.
Okay.
Because I don't want to be dragged. But no, so, 22 yeah. people, eight people who have been who haven't been announced, which
yeah,
so, some options.
So yeah, a few options here. So let's just take Johnny Knoxville out of the equation. Even though Sami Zayn has been promoting like the him versus Johnny Knoxville thing for like weeks now, and Shinsuke Nakamura and Rick Boogs got in on it, but they haven't been announced yet, which is interesting.
You know, in the famous words of, yeah, I like this. I like this breaking it down. We could break it down a little bit here. So like looking at the list.
Yeah, little storylines.
Yeah. So, but we have like, okay, so we have this, there was a whole segment with the Street Profits. So that's Montez Ford and Angela Dawkins, yes. Ray and Dominic. And then also I love their name. The Dirty Dog. Actually, I don't love their name. It's kind of gross.
Say why?
Dolph and Robert Roode. And so to me, I don't know. I just feel like the Rumble match is all like, okay, who cancels each other out? And there are potentially some people here in the list of people that you mentioned who could win.
Right. And we also got like, so we got Kofi Kingston, right. You know, Xavier hurt himself. So Kofi had declared for the Rumble, and then Madcap Moss and Happy Corbin was picking on him the other week. And then Big E came out to give him some backup to remind us like Big E is going to be in the Rumble too. So like, I mean, that's still a smaller storyline going in. I'm trying to think for the men who has a really huge storyline going into the Rumble. And to be quite honest, it's not that many people. AJ Styles has been getting really good screen time being on Raw and being on NXT. Omis has just been like killing dudes in the 24/7 division, but nobody really feels, at least from these people announced, like the winner here.
Yeah. And to that point, actually, Mari, we did get one question from Morgan in Joppa's Squadcast who asked, or who made the point, like, I guess my question is, if there's no coronation type winner, so a winner that they're clearly building to, will the winner be a former world champion, or will we see a fresh face surprise us? Which kind of probably is a good question for us to answer with our predictions, but that is a good question. Like, will it be a world champion? Because they do like to either give it to a new star, and like the Women's Rumble is a whole different story because that's the stars there are like so new, and we'll get to that. But yeah, they do this thing where if they don't build something, they'll just give it to like Randy Orton, you know, like Randy Orton or whoever the hell they decide to pull in. So I think that's a good question, but we'll see. I don't think they're going to build a new star with this. Like who could they possibly give the win to is kind of the question.
Yeah, and this is why I was saying I think whoever loses their belt out of Roman or Brock could probably enter the Rumble here and take it.
Yeah.
When was the last time Brock won a Rumble?
Well, I don't know.
I'm trying to think.
But I'm going to keep talking.
Chappelle, what do you think about any of these guys? None of these guys ring a bell to you?
I mean, of the people that you named, I do see like a couple of tag team people that I know, and like the Kofi Kingston, Rey Mysterio, all that stuff. But I agree with you, just based off of, you know, me catching up. I haven't seen any of these people look like this is potentially your next champ. Like I remember last year when I like called the Edge win, it was because Edge had been gone for so long and it was like a highly anticipated return because I think Edge was injured. Right. And so like when Edge came back, it was like, oh, Edge could come back as like, you know, at the top of his game. And, you know, I don't see any of these people having, like they said, the coronation like storyline right now. And I don't see like, or at least y'all haven't mentioned anybody who would be coming back like as a surprise or like highly anticipated. But the Brock Lesnar thing does have my attention because I do see a world where Brock Lesnar if he is old and back, you know, he needs to, and he loses, you know, if he loses, then I think he does need to prove that he still has it. And the easiest way to do that is to kind of like show that, like, I might have lost to Bobby, but, you know, I still am a formidable opponent because I came in and won this. And now I can start to build that feud up even more, as opposed to it being just, okay, the two big guys who look kind of similar, you know, in whatever color you prefer them in are going to fight, you know. And so I think that Brock winning this would be cool. But as of right now, he wouldn't be in it. So I don't know.
Yeah.
But I don't see Roman Reigns doing this, though. Like,
no.
Like, okay, because Roman's not going to lose. So who's that?
And Roman and the Rumble, the touchy history there for some people.
Right. Question.
But,
yeah.
Could Seth Rollins end up in this spot as, like, somebody who they could potentially try to use as, like, a build-up?
Whoever loses the title, they normally do the title defenses before the Rumbles. Normally, it just depends on where that happens on the card. It's not unusual for somebody to lose their title, their chance at the title, and then be in the Rumble. Like, Becky Lynch literally did that when she won the Rumble. She had the belt, lost it to Asuka, then forced her way into the Rumble that night to win the Rumble. So,
right. I mean, I'm thinking I would like to see like a Seth Rollins, maybe, like, because I said I don't believe him in this fight against against the big dog here. And so I'm like, look, if you lose that fight, or if it's stolen from you, maybe you lose because of some interference, something like that. And now you're like hell bent on getting revenge. That's like the baby face I want to see going up against Roman Reigns. Right. Like the person who is like fighting for that spot against the number one spot, as opposed to just kind of like, well, you're not Roman, so we're rooting for you. You know, like, give me the story. And I think you can do that in one night if you let Seth Rollins maybe take the L first and then come in and prove that he needs to be in this feud with Roman Reigns for the title.
But my thing with Seth is that if he ends up in the Rumble, I almost just feel like they decided that they didn't want to pay for the extra flight because, we already saw him. Like, we don't need his entrance again. But the other thing that I'm like looking at as I stare at the Rumble graphic of the men's Rumble is you do have, like, out of the context of the current storylines, you do have some stars who might be in consideration. Maybe normally, like, Kevin Owens was on a really good run when we first started this podcast too, and has kind of been heating up again a little bit. AJ Styles is always AJ a big Styles deal. Omis has kind of been, he went from black henchman to black not henchman to being the black, I don't know what they call it when you're not a henchman.
Foreman?
Anymore.
I don't know. Foreman. Yeah.
Big and black.
Big and black. Randy Orton is in here. Riddle's in here. And so, I mean,
like we said,
Big E. Like,
I could see like a top like six with AJ, Omos, Austin Theory. They've been really pushing him for some strange, odd reason.
Yeah, whatever. Lots of weird tension. Lots of tension with Vince McMahon.
Yeah, Big E. And then Montez Ford. Like, this might sound weird, but I think Montez Ford might get a small push here in the Rumble. In the Rumble, you know, Kofi gets his dedicated spot every year. But I could definitely see the, you know, rumors are they're really high on Montez in the back. And I don't think they're splitting up the Street Profits anytime soon. But I think he can get a big spotlight here in being like somebody who lasts a very long time, gets some good spots in, and then maybe gets deposited a little bit sooner than we hope. Yeah. So, I mean, it's a lot. And did we answer Morgan's question?
We answered Morgan's question. Yeah. Did we talk about Justin's question?
We didn't. Let's do Justin's question. So Justin asks, what extreme bump will Johnny Knoxville be taking at the Royal Rumble?
I'll level with you. I don't care. I'm so upset. I'm not even, there are only 30 spots and there are thousands of wrestlers. You could anyone could come out. You could bring out anyone. Johnny Knoxville. And is this a product placement?
Oh, definitely. The Jackass movie comes out.
February
this
4th.
Weekend or next weekend.
It will
weekend.
Come out right after this. So make no mistake. That is the point.
Yeah. Yeah, so he says that is almost certainly why he is there, but save for Knoxville's presence and story with Sammy, this does not feel like one of those Rumble setups for an extreme bump. I know, it'd be almost kind of, I would almost like it better if he's like, we joke, but I love that one, the one Rumble where Curtis Axel was on his way to the ring, and then was it Brock Lesnar who like, was it Brock Lesnar? Somebody just shoved him out of the way and then took his spot in the Rumble, and Curtis Axel never got into the Rumble. So the rest of his gimmick was like, was him counting how long he was in the Rumble because he was never eliminated from the Rumble. Like, I wouldn't mind somebody just putting the pause on Johnny Knoxville before he even gets into the ring and then just takes his spot, to be quite honest.
He's not taking a bump. This is Johnny Knoxville. They're not going to be like, oh, Johnny Knoxville, you've been on Jackass. You clearly like to take big falls. We're just going to like throw you off the Titantron. Like, this is not Jeff Hardy we're talking about. This is Johnny Knoxville. So what are they even going to, I mean, I don't even know what they could really do with him.
Somebody could throw him off the top rope or something into another gaggle of people.
He can't do that. Oh, into people. Yeah.
Into other people. Yeah.
Yeah. I imagine him coming out with like a bag of tricks or like shenanigans throughout the his little time in the ring, you know, because that's what he was known for, like pranks and stuff. So maybe he like pants somebody or something. He's going over the top rope very quickly. But, you know, maybe his thing is that he just is here to take out Sammy, you know, like just for the laughs, for the giggles, you know, because it happened.
For the memes.
For the memes. You know, it happened in the ring that one time. Yeah. And I think people probably underestimate how hard it is to toss one of these grown ass men over a top rope. And he made it look really easy. And so I can imagine a world where he maybe throws Sammy over the top rope, and then maybe Sammy holds on and then comes back in and tosses him over, you know, just to show that this ain't no game for Johnny Knoxville. But not no big bumps, but definitely going to get some attention on him while they still can, because not to do the product placement thing, but Jackass, the movie, Jackass Forever, or whatever it's called, is in theaters coming to you next week. So
yeah,
February 4th, you just want to drop the date and the link.
Just drop it like I'm in it. Yeah, exactly.
Code. Yeah.
Yeah. The trailer is in the show notes.
Oh my God. Mari, next time we like launch anything, like next time we come up with a theme song, let's do it after the Rumble so that we could be part of the Rumble to promote it.
Okay, sure.
We'll edit this part out. That was like off podcast conversation. Now back to the part that's edited in.
Sure. So we do have one final question.
Ooh.
Zach says, do you think there will be a male competitor coming through the Forbidden Door? And if so, who do you think this would be? So this question came up a lot for us because, so Mickie James is the current TNA Knockouts champion, which means the quote unquote Forbidden Door, it's a wrestling term, it means that like, are there going to be other TNA wrestlers who come through that Forbidden Door? Moose has been tweeting up a storm saying how he wants to face Roman.
Let's not play games.
Yeah. Moose is the current TNA champion.
Impact.
Jesus. I will forever call that company TNA. I will forever call that company TNA. I'm so sorry, guys. Same. The Impact. Mickie James is an Impact Knockouts champion, and Moose is the Impact men's champion or whatever. And so they're saying, does anybody else come through that Forbidden Door? Nah. No. Who else?
Cody Christian? Rhodes.
Maybe
Cody
Christian? Rhodes.
Let's go with that. Cody. Yeah. Cody.
Why are you being
mad? He doesn't have a contract, allegedly, with the other company.
No, you're
with
right.
With AEW. So, you're right. No, honestly, I don't really see it happening. But you know what?
Here's the bigger question. I don't know who, but I'd
love
to see it.
The bigger question is like, will it be a big enough name that people would care?
I mean, don't believe it. Let's see. Impact men's
roster.
Oh no.
I'm like, because I don't know.
Now you're just like, okay, this person not over enough. This person not over enough. Actually, I'm gonna do that too.
I mean, yeah. I mean, like, so, like Matt Cardona, aka Zach, formerly known as Zach Ryder.
He's the one.
The Good Brothers.
No. They can't do that.
Yeah, the Inspiration is still over there, aka the Iconics, formerly known as the Iconics. I don't know, man. I don't.
You know what? While we're
I don't know.
Scroll through.
Who is Trey Miguel? He looks cool. Maybe him. But it's one of those things where don't expect it so that it'll be like, if it happens, it'll be all cool, you know?
You just said, who is Trey Miguel? He looks like Amy Guy.
What? I said,
I'm like, cool. I don't know who Trey, I mean, you know what? You can't even drag us because we watch like too many hours of wrestling already in a week that we can't watch more. The inspiration could be in
Trey
there.
Miguel looks cool, yo. He and he's the X Division champion. Yeah, let him come on through that.
We don't know him. Door. I don't.
So we're not rooting for Moose. Why are we Randy not rooting Lauren? For Moose? We really not rooting for Moose. Dang. I'm the drama. So I'm the one. What Moose do? Like, ain't Moose the one who was like, I'm gonna quit playing football to go wrestle, and his wife was like, okay, but sign these divorce papers on the way out. Wasn't that what happened to Moose?
Oh dang.
He was like, I'm gonna go be a wrestler. And she was like, okay, but if that's the case, we're gonna get a divorce.
and I would take half.
Right. Yeah. Well, I don't know if she took half, but she definitely got out of there. So
I don't wanna be in the middle of your Moose. Divorce proceedings, so I will not comment.
I'm nosy. Put me right in the middle of it. Tell me all about it.
Damn. Yeah. I can't believe Mickey James is going to be in the Women's Rumble, though. That's so wild. About
that. Yeah.
So wild.
Team Moose.
Yeah. Team Moose.
Team Moose.
Sorry, Chappelle. Yeah. I don't know about that, though.
We're not sure. But if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, whatever, you know?
Yeah, so, you know, whatever.
Oh, my God.
We'll see who comes to the door.
We are not Team Moose. Screw that. Nah, Team Moose is closed. We ain't Team Moose. I read up on some things and listen, his wife got out of there. Good for you, ma'am. Good for you. Keep Moose where he at.
Yeah, I definitely don't want to be in the middle of that.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
We will do our predictions for the men's draft when we rumble when we do our draft. So let's move on to the women's Royal Rumble, Matt. So far, Matt, can you bring that graphic up for me? So far, it's so funny because it first felt like there was more women who were announced for the match than men, but it's looking like
a little thin.
Yeah, a little thin, right? Okay,
I'm going to do the counting again.
Please. So far we have Carmella, Dana Brooke, Nikki A.S.H., Queen Zelina, Rhea Ripley, Tamina, Aaliyah, Charlotte Flair, Naomi, Natalya, Shayna Baszler, Shotzi Blackheart, Brie Bella, Nikki Bella, Lita, Kelly, Michelle McCool, Mickie James, Summer Rae, Bianca Belair, and Liv Morgan. How many is that, Matt?
They announced 21 people.
Okay. So that's still pretty good. Like,
yeah,
you know, with the surprises and the way that the Rumble is always set up, 9 people that you don't know, that's not too bad. And just like with the men's, 8 people you don't know, cool, whatever. We'll see what happens.
I mean, with the women, I'll also say 9 people that and don't at me about what's happened in past Rumbles, but like 9 people that we don't know for the women feels a lot more significant than 9 people for the men, just because there are so many less women.
And then on top of that, a lot of the women who have been quote unquote surprises before, like legends from before, like Michelle McCool, Kelly, mm-hmm. were a part of that 8 or 9 in previous Rumbles. So now that they're being, you know, announced, that means that there are even more spots open for different people. So that's very, very interesting to me. And I feel like they've done a way better job of setting up the women's Rumble storylines than the men, to me. For instance, of course, we have Bianca Belair and Liv Morgan of it all. They've been going back and forth about, oh no, I'm going to win the Rumble. And, you know, they both, if we're going to say Becky is the top heel and Bianca is the top babyface, Liv Morgan is right there with her. And you can kind of say that with Doudrop being like the secondary heel. Like, they've done a fantastic job of getting all those 4 women a lot of really good time. Matt's face. I don't like Matt's face.
Yeah, that's my Liv Morgan face.
People love Liv Morgan, though, Matt. Like, people love Liv Morgan. Go back to that clip.
Which one?
Run the footages.
Which
where when Bianca and Liv come out to announce that they're part of the Rumble, Bianca gets a pop. Bianca gets the EST chant every time she comes out, but Liv Morgan gets a big pop too. Like, they love them some Liv.
Where were they?
Where was who?
The event. Were they in like I don't, were they in New Jersey? Like, I don't know else where else.
They're like, what part of the country is okay with this?
Yeah, I just like,
you're gonna get us drag Matt, mascot GW on Twitter because people love Liv Morgan. I love Liv Morgan. Love Bianca more. But people love them some Liv Morgan.
We've been talking about Liv Morgan way too long, Mari. I have to move on. See that? See what I just did there?
She's good.
Again, don't drag me.
But she's not Bianca.
She's not. But I just want to say, like, this is why I think they built it up more. Like, we did get this match with, like, Rhea Ripley, Liv Morgan, and Dana Brooke versus Carmella, Nikki A.S.H., and Queen Zelina. Tamina. Sorry, yeah. I'm sorry. It was Tamina. Queen Zelina fought Bianca. Okay.
Yeah.
So, like, and Rhea and Nikki A.S.H. have been having their little storyline back and forth. They just, you know, split up. Rhea's been getting a lot of attention. Liv Morgan, like I said, a lot of attention. Dana Brooke has a 24/7 title, but they just started trotting her out. And then, of course, Tamina, they always bring her out when they need it. Carmella and Zelina are the current women's tag team champions. However, I'm wondering what's going to happen with that because the Bellas are coming back. The Bellas, they are in this match. They're announced for this match. And we're hearing they're coming back for a run. And what we're hearing is they're coming for them belts. So the question is, who's going to be wearing them belts when they come for it? And what? Because I can't see. I'd be very surprised if we get Queen Zelina and Carmella all the way to WrestleMania with the belts against Nikki and Brie. I'd be interested in that, see if that's the case. But they coming from them belts. So
yeah, but like, you know how it is with the women, especially like the champions. It'll probably be Liv and Dana as champions.
Stop it.
I'm not even joking though, not for WrestleMania. I'm just telling you, we've seen it. They just throw these women's teams together. They like do. We don't care. I do hope that if the Bellas do come back, because that's news to me, that it is Carmella and Zelina, because they're a really great team. And also, then you could get the Bellas over as the face tag team, as opposed to as the heels. So I'm hoping that they hold. I think they'll hold on.
But that's the thing. Like, and I like Carmella and Zelina too, but do they have enough heat combat the heat that the Bellas might get coming back? That's my thing, and that's what I mean. Like, it doesn't feel as big of a match to me.
I agree.
Yeah. Chappelle, what did you think of any of these clips that we sent you about the women?
I mean, there was so much going on with the women wrestlers. So like, I was shocked to see that Nikki A.S.H. has still not changed their name, because almost superhero still, right? Almost.
Imagine how tired we are.
Right. Exactly. Like, I really thought, like, I've been gone for a while, but I'm back in the jump off and things were going to be different. And clearly it's more of the same. I was like, girl, still. So I enjoyed watching the matches. Of course, you know, I am totally biased because I have my faves. Like, at no point was I rooting for Queen Zelina against Bianca Belair. It's just not a thing. I have like a little bit of like love for Rhea Ripley, because I remember last year around the time I got into this, she was like doing so well in the Royal Rumble. Mm-hmm. And so seeing her back, and so seeing her in the Royal Rumble this year, I'm like, I would like to see her do well. I know she's probably not going to win it. Just cause there are so many other names where I could see it being more interesting if they won the Royal Rumble, but it was good to see her back. Like I said, I don't care about Nikki A.S.H. At all, for the most part. But I did look up Liv Morgan on Twitter, and I think she has twice the Twitter followers that Bianca Belair has.
What?
And like 842,000 followers.
That's not.
She's creeping up on a million.
It's not right, but it.
I'm thinking that like that is a person that people can get behind, even though it seems like me and Matt are not fans of them. And like I said, I don't have nothing against them because I haven't seen them at that much. But just knowing that they have 848,000 or 842,000 followers on Twitter leads me to know that if this person wins, people are going to be behind it. So I can see.
Go to Alexa Bliss's Twitter now.
Hey, you know I like Alexa. You know I like Alexa Bliss. I remember remember in the old days with The Fiend? That was my origin story for back when I first got back into it.
That's a great segue because Alexa has been having these therapy sessions on like these live therapy sessions. And I'm just totally confused. TV because I originally thought that these sessions were to change her character. I thought they were going to like take her away from the supernatural Lily fiend of it all. But this last one, he asked her like, when did Lily first show up? And then so we got a childhood trauma head injury mixed in there. It's like, oh, is she a serial killer? Because this is what happens.
We didn't need that.
Yeah. Right. So she just talked about how Lily first came after she was like six or something, and she hit her head, and two girls are gone now. It was very weird. So, and technically Alexa is not announced for the Rumble, but come on, she's going to be in that Rumble, you know, and it's going to be interesting to see what her attire is, how she wrestles. Last year, they did a great job with a fake out for her in the Rumble where she had like came into the Rumble and then her powers had started kicking in. But then I think it was Rhea and some of the other girls just tossed her out before her powers could activate. Like they're like, I just thought of like the Holy Spirit activate. They're like, nope,
get out of here.
Get out of here. So she's coming back, and that's going to be scary for the other woman when she comes back, because anytime Alexa is in anything, she's more likely to win it. Yeah, because they love her too.
I love her.
Yeah. So that's another storyline. Of course, we have to talk about. There's so many, like the women, like the women's Rumble is so more fully fleshed out. Like it truly is, like for real. Like Natalya and Aaliyah, like that, their whole storyline of like Aaliyah beating Natalya in record time, and then Summer Rae getting into it with Natalya on Twitter, and then Summer Rae comes and is sitting ringside basically taunting Natalya just for Xia Li to come out. Like this is some good stuff, and it makes me, I can't wait to see Natalya and Summer Rae in the Rumble. I can't wait to see Aaliyah in the Rumble. I can't wait to see Xia Li. I'm pretty sure she has to be coming. So it's very interesting. It looked like he had a question or something.
No, you like you said, there's a lot of stuff going on with the women's matches. And so like I have so much to dissect, right? So like first of all, can I just start with Xia Li? That entrance is wild. That is crazy. I was like, what is happening? naturally, I'm like, oh yeah, nah, she's dope. I like that. But Aaliyah, her thing is that she just wants to break a bunch of records. And so she's like, I need to beat you really fast. Is that what was happening here?
Like, no. So Natalya was trying to, Natalya holds three Guinness World Records, but now she's a part of the fourth. Yeah. And the fourth one was Aaliyah actually had pinned Natalya the quickest. So now Natalya is trying to get that record back by beating Aaliyah the quickest. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, so this is just her like padding her stats. Like she just wants to be the, like, what do they call it? The boat, the best of all time of all things. Yeah. So I like that. It's interesting because I don't think I've ever seen anything like that before. It's like, no, I just want a bunch of records. So I just need to like pin you really fast. So that was interesting in and of itself too, like where I was kind of like drawn to, well, what's going to happen here? And so I wonder if that is like something that we're going to see a lot more of because of, you know, that particular feud. And then I don't know what I was supposed to get from Aaliyah, like as a wrestler. Like, is she relatively new?
Yeah. I mean,
define new.
Right. Like, so, I mean, like, there was like nothing.
So, Aaliyah, or Chappelle, Aaliyah has been employed by WWE for about almost a decade, basically. No, closer to like 7-8 years, maybe, Mari. I don't know
what the actual number is. I can't tell you nothing about that woman.
She's new on the main roster. Well, she's been working on her craft for a while.
Exactly. She's been in developmental
for... Give us the year.
Yeah.
Please don't tell me it was 2014.
It was before that because she was on the Breaking Ground, the Breaking Ground documentary, which was in 2015. So, and she was there before that. So she's been in WWE for the longest time. I'm trying to find the
I want her to have everything just for her patience. I want her to win the Rumble just for that.
Yeah.
2015.
Early 2015. Yeah.
They disrespectful because like even when in this match, it was like she was just like almost like a tool for Natalya to get these pins off, like to get this like I got to break this record. I'm like, dang, this girl ain't got no personality that we could talk about. Like, what's her style? Like, it was, I liked watching her. Like, you know, like, she was kind of evasive. Like, it was hard to get her down. Like, she kind of reminded me of Zelina in a way, where Zelina could just kind of get out of stuff. But, like, that's it. So, like, I really want more from her if she's going to be around. But if they're not going to be around, I need to stop playing in that woman's face because I have no clue who this lady is.
No.
Yeah, she just came up to SmackDown like a few months ago. So she just came up to the main roster. And even in developmental, she has had a really hard time nailing down a character, to be quite honest. I don't.
Yeah.
Right. So I don't want to say she got pictures on somebody, but I mean
Mari.
So I'm not tripping.
I mean, she does probably, but
So like you said, we got Bianca Belair versus Queen Zelina, which this was to me like this was just a good omen because you could tell this match was it was like 3 to 4 minutes, something like that. Bianca and Zelina have worked each other so many times at this point. I've lost count. And it felt like a match that they were like, okay, we have to do Becky and Doudrop here tonight. We have to do this, this, and that. But, you know, it's one of those things like you cannot send the crowd home without having seen Bianca. So I could definitely tell that this was probably one of those matches that they got to TV and they're like, okay, we have about an extra 45 minutes. Throw Bianca and Zelina out there because you want to get the crowd pumped. And, you know, in that clip, you can tell the crowd is chanting EST the whole freaking time, you know, and it just bodes well because when you're not in a regular program and you're not fighting for the title and you're not even in a feud, but they're making space for you on TV, that means they want you to constantly be on the forefront of the crowd's mind. And it's easy to put on these type of matches with opponents that you've worked with and trained with. And they probably, like I said, they told them that day and they probably called the whole spots in the ring as they were doing it. So this is a great look for Bianca. Great showing for Queen Zelina and her accent. So it's just one of those things. It was like, hey, don't forget Bianca's there. Zelina's there. And it's always a good sign.
I mean, the other thing, I would just point out when it comes to who's in the Rumble. So there are the 21 who are announced. You mentioned Alexa, definitely going to be there. Mm-hmm. And then the other two people, Xia Li, I would assume will be here in the match. So that takes us to 23. And then Sonya Deville also. Well, I mean, I imagine it'll be a surprise. It'll be a surprise entrance, but
We currently don't know because Sonya and Naomi are supposed to finally go one-on-one on SmackDown. Like, Naomi has been asking to beat Sonya Deville's butt for months now. The storyline has been amazing. And so finally, they're granted a one-on-one. We'll see what happens. Like I said, like, we don't know if this means Sonya is going to go back to active participation, you know, but we don't know if this means like maybe Charlotte comes in and interferes or maybe Shayna comes back to interfere. We don't know what's going to happen with this Sonya Naomi storyline, but I definitely think it's going to bleed into the Rumble if Sonya is in the Rumble, which I hope she is. I truly, truly hope she is so that this can kind of continue.
Mari, would you, to the question from Edmo here, would you be surprised if they put a stipulation on the Naomi match? Like, i.e. if she loses to Sonya on SmackDown, she's out of the Rumble.
Oh, that was number one. No, yeah. the stipulation is a good, Edmo's smart. It's like, it's a possibility, but I would really hope she would just win that. You know what I'm saying? Like, because it's a possibility. I think if they put any stipulation on that match, like I said, they should put them in the cage, because Sonya keeps, you know, dipping and dodging Naomi. She keeps having her brutes beat her up. Like, put them in a cage, and like, that would be cool, because I mean, they might be the first like women who are not like horsewomen to have a cage match in years. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Think about that. So that could be really cool.
I don't
normally
know
all the cage matches go to the horsewomen.
I don't know when we'd get that.
Yeah, I don't know when we get that either. I don't, and unless they do multiple segments on SmackDown on Friday. Yeah.
Sonya has no plans to get in a cage. There's not going to be a cage in the. I would be surprised if there was a cage in that building, just from like the kayfabe standpoint of like, so Sonya allows them to set up the cage. She's an authority figure. She could make sure that there's no cage in the building, Mari. So maybe, but it's like an elimination chamber pay-per-view situation next month, or maybe it is something that we see at WrestleMania.
Yeah, because like you said, well, this kind of feels like a punishment though, right? Because Sonya did not want this match. Eric Bischoff convinced Adam Pearce to do this match. So if they say there's a cage, Sonya's shit out of luck, you know. But that's a good point though, because if we say a Raw woman wins the Rumble, then naturally the next best thing is for the Elimination Chamber to find the contender for the SmackDown belt. You would do the Elimination Chamber. So maybe we get Sonya and Naomi in the Elimination Chamber. So just, a lot of stuff going on. Chappelle, any more thoughts on the women?
Well, I don't know Sonya, but I don't think we really talked about Lita, right? And her with Charlotte Flair, because I have a question about this twist of fate. Now, so look, I'm new here. I get it. I ain't been around the block in a while, but I remember the old days, and I remember Lita, and I remember like when she was when she was Extreme and all that stuff. And so Charlotte calling her out and kind of throwing in her face that she's old as hell. Like, okay, whatever, I get it. But this twist of fate. Now, I get it. The setup is I kick you. You are now stunned, so I can do this long ass pose, and then I can twist to face you, and then I twist, and then you fall into the ground, either on your face or on your stomach. And it seemed like Charlotte did neither. Like, she fell on her elbows and just kind of like landed. It was the floppiest of attacks of all time. Like, and this is not a bad thing for Lita, but I mean, Charlotte, it didn't look like it hurt at all. It looked like she was about to get back up and be like, well, this is it. So like, I guess I'm going home now. Am I tripping? Am I the drop? No, tell me.
No, you're not. You're right. Everybody called that. That pissed me off. We called it that next day. Like,
so rude.
How you not take the twist of fate? This is why if Sasha is not in that ring, I'm afraid. Because the first Women's Royal Rumble was a success because Sasha took every single one of their signature finishing moves and sold it like a boss. If Charlotte going to be selling some of the Legends moves like that, we're going to have a talk, because that was horrendous. Like, how do you mess up a regular like face bump? You know what?
I think I'm going to conspiracy theory this one, Mari. I think that Charlotte did that on purpose, because they said to her beforehand, Charlotte, we have the best idea. Lita's going to win the Rumble. She's going to eliminate you. She'll win your championship at WrestleMania. And she's like, oh, no. And she said, I'm not selling for this for a second. So
no.
I'm just saying,
Charlotte going into business.
I'm just saying,
herself.
Charlotte is breaking kneecaps like Tonya Harding.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
And she looked like it too.
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
All she needs is the skates. So
I just feel like if I have to believe this feud, you actually have to look like that hurt. And for me, it looked like, oh, well, damn. Like, even when Lita attacked her, like, Lita, I get it. You're a woman wrestler, but did you slap her? Punch that woman in the face. Punch her ass in the face. You've been a wrestler.
There was no slap, though, right?
She led with like a slap. Charlotte kind of looks at her like, girl, what? And then, like, as she proceeds to attack, she gets the kick and the twist of fate. But I'm like, slap? Lita, hit the girl with a kick. You know, like,
yeah, like, it's like,
people with bombs. what am I doing here?
They were like, all still Lita, in regular clothes.
Beth.
So,
Beth, like what we just saw from them is interesting. How Beth is going in, like breaking kneecaps again, back to Tanya Harding, and you know, Lita just got the one move in. But I will say, she's been training. She's been training on the gram, doing the moon the moonsaults. Do you remember, Mari, remember that moonsault she did onto, was it Bailey and Sasha?
In the first Rumble, right?
She landed kind of hard.
Yeah, it looked, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Was that a good one?
Yeah. No. It didn't look bad.
It looked like it hurt. It looked like, girl, don't do that again. That's what it looked like. It's like, stop. Well, you know,
I mean, she was fine, but.
Yeah. No, well, I don't see a world where you put Lita in a pay-per-view and she doesn't do one. So she needs to be ready this time.
Yeah. Each time. But it's like, but now it's at the time, like, every time it's like a little wince.
She has been doing moonsaults into the, I saw an Instagram video of her doing moonsaults into like a ball pit.
Nice.
Not a ball pit.
A foam pit.
Like the ball pit has been painful.
Yeah, but I just like, I think I don't like watching anybody hit moonsaults unless you're Io or Naomi hitting the split leg.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's about it.
Yeah, you don't.
Because I don't like when Charlotte hits her moonsault. I don't like when Lacey Evans hits her gangly ass moonsault. So let's just keep it. Let's just let EO do that, because I can't. Good call on the Lita stuff. We also have a few more questions here. Grace said, if there were no restrictions on how you can pick, which surprise appearance do you want to see in each Rumble? So this is like, Grace is saying, if you have the run of the mill, and I'm going to say somebody, and now that I think about it, it could happen. And I don't care if it's, you know, it's going to be a woman legend. I would love to see Jazz come back into the. Yeah, I want to see her back. I don't know if she's still on her retirement tour or not.
I don't know.
But I would love to just see Jazz come back and tear it up a little bit in the Rumble. Mm-hmm.
Damn, Mari. That's great. Like,
yeah.
But what I would like, okay. Okay, you could have Jazz, right? Because I wouldn't have even thought of Jazz with that. But I want Trish to come in before Jazz, and I just want Jazz to beat her ass all around. For old time's sake. That's the only reason I'd want Trish in there. And then also, you know what? They messed up the first Rumble by not having a Lita Trish confrontation. Not that I like especially want it in 2022, but sure.
I think I just like their whole best friends thing. Like they at least preserved so that they could tag together for Evolution that year. And the first women's Rumble is hands down, like, I think the best choreographed Rumble I've like literally ever seen. It's definitely the best of the women's. It's my favorite, maybe because I saw it in person and fond memories of it.
It was big on nostalgia too. It was really big on nostalgia, but the other two had it, but not as much. And so I've heard the other, it's gotten better since, according to some people. But
so for me, it'd be the first one. Last year's with Bianca, then Charlotte, the third one, and then Becky's one. Yeah, that sounds horrendous, but honestly, the second Rumble, I didn't like the layout of it, and there wasn't any nostalgia pops. They actually relied on bringing up the NXT girls, and it just wasn't as effective. Yeah. If you go back and watch the second Women's Rumble, it's mostly new girls from NXT, and it just wasn't as effective. And the reason why I definitely like Charlotte's win, which is the two before that, still a great pace layout. Naomi had the wonderful return, and Bianca was like almost the Iron Woman of that one. Bianca should have won that one, to be quite honest. But so, yeah, I love a Rumble, and I love the women's ones. So, I'm excited to see a lot of confrontations here in this one. Chappelle, if you run of the mill, any wrestler you want, who would you want to see?
I don't know if I have like a pick for if I could just grab anybody, because, you know, like I said, for nostalgia purposes, all these people would be nostalgic for me, like, you know, the legends.
Of course.
But I think Matt made a good point about Trish, because I think in that promo, Charlotte Flair, when she's going at it with Lita, she's like, remember your old ass friend, Trish?
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, she begged me for a fight. And then she like, you're a mother. Go sit down somewhere. Like, whoa, hold on, baby. I know, but I would love to see Trish come back, because Charlotte was talking all that hot shit. So I was like, I retired her ass, and I'm gonna retire you too. I'm like, okay, now what you gonna do when it's Lita and Trish staring at you in the ring?
Yeah.
Trying to clean everybody else out, and it's the two versus you. That's what I want to see. So give me the Trish thing. That would be cool. But also, is Asuka okay? Like, her name ain't came up at all.
Yeah. We have her on the list. Asuka has been out injured for since like SummerSlam, but. From what we understand, she should be okay now. So hopefully she'll be a surprise entrant. So if you want to submit her, you can submit her as well.
I do. I want to submit Asuka, but like for drama, give me Trish. But I would like to see Asuka come back. I always liked her. And so, I don't think they did a lot with her. She was just hanging around with the belt. Bring her back. Let her get some action. Let's see it. So that's what I want to see.
And for the men, if I could just pick... It's all gonna sound kind of like underwhelming, because it's not like big, huge superstars, you know what I'm saying? Or people from cross. Like, I don't really care for like to bring an AEW person or anything like that, or an Impact person over. Like, I would just want Keith Lee back. I really sucks that he's gone, and I thought they were like going in the right direction with him right before they released him. So I would just want Keith Lee back.
Damn, I have no clue, honestly. But maybe that's just because I care so much less about the men's rumble this year than the women's rumble.
True.
But you know what? If I'm just pulling someone out of thin air, give me Stone Cold. We're going to put Stone Cold in that.
Yes.
And just see him go to town on people. Yeah, I don't know if I don't think it would ever happen, but it'll be a good little pop. And then he gets eliminated and it'll be fun along the way, right? That's not a bad answer.
No,
there
are
probably much better answers, though.
No, there's never. It's your own opinion. It's never more.
My opinion. I don't even know my opinion.
I don't know. Like you said, like a bunch of the big names are like, this is underwhelming just for me as far as the Royal Rumble goes for the men. I think Stone Cold, doesn't he have like a little bit of the Moose thing going on too? Can we just leave him where he's at? Is Kevin Owens in this? Like, where are the people that
he is in here.
And I would like to see, you know, I like that guy. I think he was in over his head, but I like that guy. I would like to see him like do something nice, or, you know, get back in the spotlight a little bit. But for this one, I don't know who you would bring out to just randomly pop up, you know.
Ray said that if you can pick anybody, like anybody from across the wrestling sphere, from any genre, from any generation. Yeah.
Was The Rock on this list?
You know, like you, it's not, your opinion. You can pick The Rock.
No, but I'm saying, like, The Rock is not, like, The Rock has never been one of my favorite wrestlers at all. I've always been anti him. But, like,
really?
Well, let's see. Yeah. In my mind, back when I was a wee lad, you had to pick a side. You could either be Rock or Stone Cold, but you couldn't be both.
I was firmly with the Texas
Rattlesnake.
This makes sense.
Yeah. I think history has shown that maybe we should have been with The Rock, but, but I think, like, for me, knowing that like half of his family in quotation marks are still in the industry as well, maybe it'd be interesting to see if The Rock randomly showed up and was like, hey, Roman Reigns, that's mine. All of this head of house thing that you're doing, the tribe chief, all that stuff. I'm the chief. Mm-hmm. And now you are not. And I would like to see maybe what would look like if there was a like battle for supremacy, maybe amongst the Samoans.
Yeah, agreed. And that's what they've been like thinking that that might be the case for like 2 years now. Because what was it? Last year, Matt was supposed to be in Hollywood or something like that. And then
I don't even know when that was supposed to happen.
Yeah, but like, now it's next year.
It was confusing when we talked about it, too.
Yeah,
I don't know where they were trying to do it. But wow, like it's funny. I just pulled up the WWE Superstars alumni page and just they put one. It seems like they put everyone on there. But two, wow, there are a lot of people who come. Who come up who could be really good picks. So you never know. You never know. Mm-hmm. The Rock, though. Ooh, you could never go wrong with The Rock.
Never.
I don't care about him in the Royal Rumble, but I definitely would love to see him in, like, the storylines, you know.
Exactly.
We'll get he's good
sooner or later.
Yeah.
Yeah. And finally, and this will probably go right into our draft here. Mike says, rumors are out there that WWE is heavily pursuing Ronda Rousey to come back for the Rumble, and in my opinion, likely to face Becky at Mania for them wanting them to face off last year's Mania. Is the juice worth the squeeze? No.
No, I have no interest in that. None at all.
Not for me. Not
think,
at all.
Think like, about it.
Maybe
think about
if she
it.
Comes no. back and faces mm. Charlotte, like that, I'd be like, sure, have at it. Bob's your uncle.
No, because like no matter how you slice it, like, okay, Ronda comes back, she wins the Rumble, is that what we're assuming? Then
I mean
she can't go face Becky because then she's still going to be like the ultimate heel there because people are going to be pissed about Bianca. Actually, you know what, just keep Ronda could stay at home. I know she likes to work people, I know she likes to play games. I'm just saying, like, stay out of it, Rhonda, unless you want to get booed. I know that you listen to the Wrestling Wrap Up. I know you like to watch us on YouTube, the video version, like everyone else. So, like, just stay out of it, girl. We don't want this for you. Your time is later. It's not now.
And that might be the but I think Micah may have tripped on this, though. But like, if Rhonda wins and does go for Charlotte's title, that would be probably the only place where she does get cheered against Charlotte. And it was supposed to originally be Ronda versus Charlotte at WrestleMania. Then and Becky wormed her way in there by being, you know, over. So this is not out of the realm of possibility here.
But I guess it's the question, like, does Ronda win the Rumble? And I just feel like no matter what, if Ronda wins, it just feels disrespectful.
Yeah, maybe she comes back during the Rumble, doesn't
maybe.
Win the Rumble, wins the Elimination Chamber.
So I could see that.
I could definitely see. Yeah.
Am I the only person who has like a philosophical like disagreement with all of this? Like, why is Ronda Rousey here? Like, let these wrestlers wrestle. Go on somewhere. Go home. Like,
she's home.
Don't get like damn, y'all gonna let Johnny Knoxville win the Royal Rumble too? He gonna win the Elimination Chamber? Like, you know, like these, like Matt said earlier, it's disrespectful. These women are out here training. This poor damn Aaliyah girl been in the grind for 50 years, and Ronda Rousey show up and be like, oh, I deserve a resume. Like, oh yeah, let's make sure we get Ronda Rousey on. Like, what? No, go sit down. Let Aaliyah fight. Like, I'm sorry.
I want to leave to eliminate Ronda and get the win. That's what I would take.
That'd be
retire her. Like, you know, and that's no disrespect to Ronda Rousey. I'm sure she's a person, but like the thing is, like these people are like they're building storyline for them, and you're like, oh yeah, but let's bring in Ronda Rousey because last year we were going to use her to shoehorn into a storyline that didn't matter anyway. So like, no, we got Becky back. A decent person that people clearly have strong feelings about. Like, why are you bringing back Ronda Rousey to kind of manufacture like some type of storyline or some like feud against Charlotte Flair where it's like, okay, well, she can get cheers against Charlotte Flair. Like, I don't know if I would root for Ronda Rousey in that fight. And I don't like Charlotte Flair. So I just want to go on the record and say, if that's what they're going for, this guy is not, I'm not picking it up. Sorry.
I agree.
She don't need to win this match. She don't need to be here.
Yeah.
Right. All right. So that's all the highlights of the week. As always, you can find all the highlights in our playlist in either your show notes or your description. We're going to pause for a brief ad break and we'll be right back. Okay. Finally, what we all came here for, what we enlisted Chappelle for. We're gonna do our draft. We're gonna try something new here, folks. We're gonna do a snake draft, kind of like your, you know, we love us some BB drafts, some, you know, the drag race drafts, the challenge drafts. We're some drafting mofos. So we decided, we were like, this year, why don't we put together a list of like possible winners who are already announced versus possible surprise returns. And then we're going to do a snake draft. First two picks will be from the possible winners. And then your final pick will be from the surprise round. We already did a randomizer before the show, and the draft order is Chappelle, myself, then Matt. Matt will get two picks and then we'll come back and we'll do it both for the women and the men. So Matt, which one do you want to start off with? Do you want to start off drafting the men or the women?
We'll start with the men here.
Okay, cool. All right. So Chappelle, you're on the clock. Who are you drafting with your first round pick for the men? There's a, before we do that, let's just read out. Yeah. I'll read it so that some of the listeners can know what list we're kind of looking. This is a list we put together. If we miss anybody, let us know. But it was just what we put together from people we know versus people who are rumored and all of that. So for the men, of the list of possible winners of people who have already been announced, we put Big E, KO, AJ Styles, Damian Priest, Montez Ford, Kofi Kingston, Rey Mysterio, Sami Zayn, and Omos and Austin Theory. So again, that's no particular order. That's just some of the possible winners for people who are already announced. For the surprise picks, so these are people who are not announced right now. Some might maybe have heavily rumored. Some may not be. Some we just kind of pulled out of our ass. So first and foremost, we got The Rock, Seth Rollins, Bobby Lashley, Alberto Del Rio, Braun Strowman, Xavier Woods, Brock Lesnar, or Roman Reigns, depending on if they lose earlier in the day. So I just want to, like, again, The Rock, again, heavily rumored. He's been heavily rumored, but, you know, he's always kind of heavily rumored around this time period, so we just never know. Seth Rollins and Bobby Lashley, we don't know which way their matches are going to go. Alberto Del Rio has apparently been circulating the internet.
He's not facing charges currently.
If it was up to me, he'd be under the jail. But I don't know. Like,
well, what happened? No, hold on.
what didn't happen is the better question.
So
it's like, you know, we were talking about, there's a theme.
There's a theme.
No, not that. Yeah, get him out of here. Yeah. Also, so, worst Royal Rumble winner of all time.
Yes, he is. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Xavier Woods, again, he's out injured, but we don't know if he could come back sooner. Braun Strowman, I kind of threw Braun Strowman on here for the hell of it because, again, I think he's one of those guys who didn't leave on a bad note with WWE. So you never know. So that's some of our men's surprise. For the women, we have under possible winners, we have Charlotte, Bianca, Rhea Ripley, Naomi, Liv Morgan, Lita, and Shayna Baszler. Under the surprise returns, which is so funny because it's like, I feel like the surprise returns, like, is like more people that we kind of know is going to be in there, but don't know. Bayley, who should be coming off an injury. Hopefully she'll be in there. Alexa is basically in there. I don't know why they didn't, I don't know. I think they're still trying to hide her new gimmick. Again, Sasha is out injured. Again, we're hoping she comes back sooner. Asuka, same thing, out injured, but her and Bayley, I think, are confirmed healed. Ronda Rousey, like we were just talking about, heavily rumored that WWE has been pursuing her. I threw Nia Jax on here because, again, just like Braun Strowman, I think she didn't leave WWE with like a bad taste. So it'd be kind of cool / funny if she comes back. Lacey Evans is now apparently back in the gym after she gave birth. earlier this year.
I didn't know she gave birth.
Last year. Yeah, she gave birth. Io Shirai, she's not doing much in NXT. I feel like it's her time to come up. Maybe Dakota, and then also Raquel Gonzalez. So those are some...
I'll throw in like one more name just because she just came to mind. And I know she's been injured, but I would add Paige to this list.
Oh.
Potentially. I know that she likes to tease being in the Rumble.
Every year,
I know
yeah.
that she wasn't already on the list, but she came to mind. So that's another wild card to throw in there.
Yeah, there's been a lot of talk about Paige as well. This is true. Yep. Okay, so... Okay. Now that you guys know what list we are working from, and again, this is just like some stuff we threw together. No particular order. Chappelle has the run of it. Chappelle, you can pick the first men.
Yes.
Yes. And I think this is where I kind of want to see, and we talked about it and how like they're not in it because they have another match, but I would like to see this be Brock Lesnar as my first pick. Like, he'd come back and try to, like, fight his way back to the belt that he loses on that same night.
So you want to take your surprise return first?
I do. I do want to take my surprise
return. Okay, we'll do that. First. We'll give you the option. That's fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, because I just feel like if I had to put my money on somebody in the match in general, it would be him. And so, like, rather than, like, pick one of the people that y'all have outlined are probably not going to win because they listed them in their tag teams, I'm going to just go with an unknown.
Okay.
Fair enough.
All right. And again, and that's a really good pick. So I'm next.
You could do
it. I'm doing my thinking face.
She's doing her thinking face. Mari has her fingers up to her mouth.
Okay.
Thinking.
All right. You are not a golf commentator. So I'm gonna just go with Biggie because I don't know what's gonna happen, but I think he was on a really good run before he hit into the wall that is Brock Lesnar. I think if plans are still up in the air, they can rely on him as an old hat. And him and Roman did have some unfinished business before he ran into Brock Lesnar. So I'm going to go with Big E right now.
Damn. Well, I honestly, like when I look at the list, like I'm like, who could I even pick? I don't think... I could go with the surprise pick. I don't think The Rock's going to be here, though. Roman, we talked about Roman. I don't really see it. I'm going to go with... Damn. You know what? I'm just going to say... Oh, man, no. Kevin Owens.
Ooh. I think that's a good pick. Yep.
Is it?
Yeah, that's a great pick. I like
it. And you get your second pick here too, Matt.
Oh,
damn it!
Look at that.
Going for Suggs because I know who I want, and I know they're not going to be.
Look
here.
At that! I'm in charge. I'm the boss right now. You know what? Speaking of the boss, I'm gonna go.
We're doing the men right now.
I know.
Okay.
I'm going with Austin Theory as my second pick here because when I look at the list. I don't know what's been going on. He's been in a lot of segments with Vince McMahon lately, and I assume Vince McMahon really likes him.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't have much else to say. I don't think it would be a good choice, but I could see a world where they do it. So we're going with Austin Theory here.
I am going to go with... I think I'm gonna go with AJ Styles. He's been getting so much content here. I think he really truly is. He's getting so much. So I think he's gonna be in there for at least a long time. So I'm gonna go with AJ Styles. Sorry,
my feelings are hurt. I was gonna pick AJ Styles. From what I remember, like didn't they make their debut at the Royal Rumble? Like that was a whole thing.
Yeah,
and so it was like, so right, and I'm like. This is the time. This is the time. I was that was such a good pick. Damn it.
Thank you.
Ugh, I'm disgusted.
Luckily you get two picks, right?
I do get two picks, but I don't feel strongly about any of the options that we've outlined. And so I'm kind of like, it could be whomever. So I want to pick people I like.
There you go.
Yeah. So like I said, I want to pick people I like, but then again, I'm like, but they probably ain't gonna win.
Matt, can you throw the picture back up there? That's still plenty of good options. You got Ole Miss, Randy Orton.
Right.
Is Montez Ford still on the board? Chappelle.
I'm not distracting. What'd you say?
Give me Montez.
Okay.
Montez. I'd feel good about a Montez win. I don't know what it would lead to, but I would be very happy with that.
We don't either.
That'd be so crazy. Yeah. I would die.
Right.
That'd be so
bad. And then give me Randy Orton, just because it's kind of like his default and give him the win. It'd be good TV eventually.
Yeah. They definitely be doing that. They'd be like, okay, just give it to Randy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so Chappelle's men's team is done. I have one more pick from the surprises.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I'm just going to go for The Rock. Why not? Let's shoot for the stars.
Damn.
Hey!
Land on the moon.
Okay, Mari. I see you. You know what? Xavier Woods is injured, right? I think,
yeah,
right?
He is,
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's injured, but we got 6 to 8 weeks as the thing.
You know what? the thing is, like, I only have Roman Reigns, really. Roman Reigns is my pick.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So our picks are. So what is our draft? Is that everyone? Is that everything? Did we do it?
Yep.
Just gonna do the top three. You can't, if it's too much more than that, then we all just have, we'll more than likely have the winner. Like,
yeah,
we better have the winner.
We still have the teams not have the winner. We'll see. So, yeah, read the teams for us, Matt.
So, Chappelle has, just going person by person, Chappelle has Brock Lesnar, Montez Ford, Randy Orton, Mari, you have Big E, AJ Styles, and The Rock. And I have the one and only Kevin Owens, the one and only, the other boss, Austin Theory, and of course, Roman Reigns. So my team's going to win, but
I like my sleeper pick for Montez.
We'll see. I'm not invested in the men. So let's go to the women.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm very excited about this. I'm pretty sure we all know who the first overall pick is going to be, but
do we? I don't think we do, actually.
I think
I get the first pick, right?
Yeah, you do.
Okay, then we already know who the first overall pick is going to be. My mama, Bianca Belair, the queen, my queen. Oh my god, I feel like this. What a time to be alive! She's so good.
Okay. So Chappelle picks Bianca.
With no hesitation.
So with my pick, this is going to be hard for me.
Don't make the wrong decision, Mari.
Ooh, ominous.
Very ominous. I think great thing about this is it truly feels like multiple women can actually win these rumbles here. Even though I agree, I think Bianca is the front runner for various reasons. But I'm trying to decide, do I want to get my surprise return right here, right now?
No, you don't.
Ooh.
Or maybe you do. Go for it.
You have two picks, so I got.
Yeah, but you don't know who I'm. You really don't know who I'll choose.
I gotta pick Sasha Banks here because I truly think Sasha was probably pinned to win it before she got injured. Now the only thing that's stopping it is her injury.
You think that she has her icy hot and her leg tape to get her through?
I'm hoping she comes out at 30. So I have to go with the boss.
You know what? Damn, I'm kind of mad that you did that.
I know you are.
Because I wasn't ready for it. But luckily, I have two picks in a row. So I'm going to go with my person who's already announced for the Rumble first. And you know, Mari, I've been saying how Lita is going to be my pick. But, you know, I think Charlotte's been politicking backstage. Can't go with that. So I'm going to go with... sorry, Mari. Naomi.
No, damn it. No.
I'm gonna give her my hat right now. You're on team Matt, Naomi. Get on it. God. Get with it. You're my
pick. Why does
that
hurt
Thank
so
you,
bad?
Naomi. Like, you better win.
I would go on record to say I had to pick Bianca first, but that Naomi pick just cut me. I knew she wasn't coming back to me, but geez.
It was truly between Naomi and Sasha, and I was like, what do I do?
And Sasha's confirmed injured.
She is confirmed injured, but I don't care.
I'm not going to lie to you.
Probably, but it's really hard.
This is tough. I'm going to pick from my surprise returns, though, here for my second pick. And, like, I'm staring at Ronda Rousey, but I don't want that. I don't want to bring that evil energy into here. So I'm going to go with Bayley returning from injury as my surprise pick and as a potential Rumble winner to take on the one, the only Charlotte Flair. So those are my picks.
Petition to move Alexa to possible winner since we know her ass is going to be in the damn Rumble.
No.
Yes.
I feel like that's not how it works.
All right. This is my show. I choose
voting
Alexa.
With Matt, and we are.
Oh, that is
you
bull crap.
It's not a vote.
Alexa's coming back to me, baby. You know she's coming back to me. Come on.
This is. Y'all have been conspiring against me.
You should have picked Naomi. That's what you missed.
Look at that. Wow.
Bring me my
money. I think I'm gonna go with Rhea Ripley.
Sorry, that wasn't me laughing at you. I was laughing.
We laughed in your face.
He did.
Said Rhea Ripley.
Oh man,
I did. I went so wrong.
Did you see what happened to her 2 weeks in a row?
She just won last week. She just won this week.
She got beat up by Nikki A.S.H.
She did. She did get beat up by almost a superhero. I'd probably pick almost a superhero before her.
No,
I wouldn't.
But it's my turn to pick.
Alexa,
come home. Okay. All right. Now, what do we do here? So, let's see.
And then again, here's still the graphic here, so you can pick from anybody in the graphic.
Yeah. I know we talked about Liv Morgan a lot.
She's like, pick anyone who's.
Right.
Not on the list that Mari just read out.
Right. Like, just pick someone else. We talked about Liv a lot. And like I know nothing about her, but she's so popular. I don't know.
Charlotte is like right there though.
Mari, stop.
Charlotte is right there. I have to go with Liv, I do. Just because she's so popular, like you gotta use this moment to like, if you got the biggest, I mean, from what I can tell, like she's so fucking famous. So like, you gotta do it. So yeah, I'm going with Liv. I think that's the end of my
worst draft ever.
So Mari, you have, how many, who do you have? Okay. You have any choice, I guess.
She has one more pick.
Okay. Yeah, one more pick. You said I can have any choice.
Do you really want to do that to yourself?
No, I don't. I'm gonna just go with Charlotte. I doubt she would win, but
wow,
there's no other choice here. Like, there truly isn't.
Now I need to think what my move is here.
I mean, you only got two options.
I have Lita and I have Shayna Baszler. I'm gonna go with my number one pick. The person who I said from the beginning is going to win the Rumble. The one, the only WWE Hall of Famer, Lita.
Yay.
See, she's going to win. Watch it. It's going to happen. I have to stick to my word with that one. And I figured she wasn't getting taken anyway. So
that's it.
And so our picks are Chappelle. Chappelle has Bianca Belair, Alexa Bliss, and Liv Morgan. Strong picks over there.
I'm very excited about the mollywop the shit.
I have.
Use my language.
I have Naomi, Bayley, and Lita, which, like, strong group, you know? Mari, Chappelle, get this.
Mari.
Okay, y'all are rude as hell.
Sasha Banks, who's in a boot right now.
She's not in a boot.
Rhea Ripley, who just got beat up by almost a superhero.
Not quite a superhero. Charlotte.
Charlotte.
Well, we already know Mari's favorite wrestler is Charlotte. And she we've talked her. About it plenty of times. I, and this just goes so much. All again, how she just, I mean, she picked Charlotte over Lita. It's right there.
Well, I don't think Lita.
Yeah, it's right there. Did you see what Lita did to Charlotte?
Yeah, she gave her the weakest twist of fate I've ever seen in my life, but it happened.
Hey, I mean, maybe, I don't know. Anything could happen.
Y'all are about to force me to root against people I like. I should have thought this idea over more before I.
Hey,
okay.
If it makes you feel any better, your men's draft is really, really good. Like, I got Montez.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. So, that's it for our Royal Rumble coverage. Thank you so much, Chappelle, for coming. We're not going to get into NXT 2.0. It was a great show this week, but I kind of do just want to know what Chappelle thought about Ollie J's performance.
Who's?
Yeah, I'm about to say that girl. I was like, what's she hollering about? It was fine. I was like, wait, is this happening? Because I think the last wrestling music video I saw was what, Miz and Morrison out there performing with Bad Bunny or something. Yes. So like, I was like, oh, this is a departure from that. But yeah, I have nothing to say about the performance.
That's not even a wrestler, yo. That's
confused.
That's like performing artist.
Performer. I was like, why is there a concert in the middle of the wrestling match? I don't understand.
I thought, damn. I was like, what is this? Because they had Hit Row. They had Hit Row. They got rid of Hit Row. Mm-hmm. They got rid of B-Fab. And I thought, oh, are they replacing B-Fab and Hit Row right now? And I'm glad to see that they aren't. I really had to check, though. I swore. I just figured that she was a wrestler because she wasn't good at rapping or singing or whatever she was doing.
Not quite sure.
No.
from what I understand, I think she's like she got famous from like the internet. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't want to say TikTok. I just reduce everybody like to TikTok stars, but like on Instagram and stuff, like singer, model. The rapper, apparently.
I read an article, not to drag her, but and I'm not dragging her, but I did see an article because she's probably a great person, but I did see an article that said that she had a good number of followers on social media. That's how they described her when talking about her on NXT. So
she had to. I went, so WWE tweeted out her performance, right? They're like, oh, Ollie J is here on NXT. So I go to the comments. I'm expecting. Everybody's like, oh, you did so good, sweetie. Oh, come back. We can't wait to see you come back. Oh, come back anytime. I'm like, y'all are some I forgot how thirsty some wrestling fans are. So the comment section did not go the way I thought it was gonna go.
I have to go to the comment section.
I mean, she was dressed to get likes. I will say that. like, I was like, God, okay. But then, like, the performance left something to the imagination for me, whereas the outfit did not. I hope that they keep grinding or whatever, and you know, they become like a megastar, but I just didn't love
the performance.
I won't be rude about it, you know.
Oh, well, maybe.
It was tough.
Yeah, maybe one day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's where we're going.
That's where we're going.
Where we'll leave it at that.
It'll be like a Beyonce situation.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Not exactly. All right.
Just keep nodding Chappelle, my head.
Where can the people find you?
You can find me on Rob Has a Podcast every week, talking to Rob Sesternino, of course, about shows on Netflix. We have the Nothing But Netflix podcast, and so every week Rob and I just randomly pick a show that's trending, that is popular, or that the listeners really want to hear, and we talk about it. And so if you have a suggestion or you have something that you really want to talk about that's on Netflix, hit us up. Follow us at Nothing But RHAP on Twitter, or, leave a comment or something like that on Apple or whatever, and we will see it and we will acknowledge it. But we only take 5-star reviews, so do that for us and keep the Nothing But Netflix podcast going. Also, I did a special bonus podcast about the CW TV show, the docuseries March this week, covering the marching band, Fairview A&M University marching band, the Marching Storm, and their football season as they journey from, I guess, their quest for the number one spot as best band in the country. And so we talked about the premiere to give people an overview and to promote the show, to promote HBCUs and promote a band that I was once a part of and also a school that I love dearly. And so check out that whenever it drops. It should have dropped already, but y'all know how that goes. So it's recorded. It's there. It's been sent off. Just catch March on CW and catch the podcast whenever you get a chance. I'm sure you will enjoy it. And then you can follow me on Twitter at @Chappelle_show. That's @CHAPPELLS_show, where I will tweet out the rest of my shenanigans on there.
Okay, let me go next because Matt has a big plug. So you can find us here on the Wrestling Rehab Up. Yes. The Wrestling Rehab Up podcast. You can find us on the video form on YouTube at Rob Has a Podcast on YouTube. Search Wrestling Rehab Up. You can also subscribe to all of our podcast feeds by going to robhasawebsite.com/wrestlingfeed. You can send us an email, wrestling@robhasawebsite.com. Send us all your long form emails, which we are getting them. I just found one in my spam folder. Like, that spam folder is the bane of my existence. But please send them to us. We shall read them. You can always tweet us at Wrestling Rehab Up on Twitter and use hashtag Wrestling Rehab Up and join the conversation. Yeah, that's it for me because I feel like Matt's going to plug what I've been on this week. So Matt, what have you been up to?
Mari has been up to so much and you could follow her at Mari Talks the number two for more. And among the many places you can find Mari, I would like to think the first of the week, maybe because it was Sunday. Let's call it that. Mm-hmm. The first podcast she was on this week. The original podcast she was on this week was the one and only Pod Friends, which I'm hosting, interviewing people in this RHAP universe. And Mari made her way to the podcast. They got to do her little wrestling intro. There's like a little song out there. It's all really nice.
It was really fun.
So happy. And we got to have our nice, a good conversation there. A little bit about wrestling and even more just about life and the world. And Mari, just so you know, I'm not going to do it now, because we're at the end of a 2-hour podcast, but I'm like so tempted to do your wrestling intro right now, but you could check that out over on the other podcast, Pod Friends. And also just follow me at Matt Scott GW for more, for updates, for whatever's going on. I think that's all the plugs, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. That is all of the plugs. So we will see you in like a week and a half after, Royal Rumble.
Yep.
So y'all have a great week. Remember, wrestling is for everybody, but not all wrestling is for everyone. Bye.
1, 2, 3. Throw 'em up, lay it down, just a Matt Mari. Wrestling over half up's gonna make it sorry. Feeling like The Rock, cause I'm driving in Ferraris. And we coming every weekend, it's feeling like a party. Full of Ric Flair, huh? Showing out like a Bianca Belair, huh? Best podcast, flexed in the air, huh? From the rings and we win it, don't care, huh? No cap. Throw them up, lay it down, just a Matt Mari. Wrestling over half up's gonna make it sorry. Feeling like The Rock, cause I'm driving in Ferraris. And we coming every weekend, it's feeling like a party.
It's just a man! What the rock?